You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on with my good friend and our new sponsor, Sharif Malnick. First of all, Sharif, welcome to the show. Second of all, thank you for becoming a sponsor.
Well, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, but we're not here to talk about Next Wave, and that's your firm that's sponsoring us. We're really here to talk about you and your real true passion, and your true passion is what?
Well, besides my beautiful wife and my family and my children, all right, my true passion is I'm chairman of the board of Make-A-Wish of Southern Florida, and our children, who we grant wishes to, our children who have life-threatening illnesses, those are the most important, I think, people in my life.
Okay. Now, tell me how you got involved in Make-A-Wish and why that's so important to you.
Well, I went to the first Make-A-Wish ball. That was 22 years ago. And 13 years ago, I was asked to become the ball chairman. And I've been chairman of the ball now. This will be my 13th year. And my family is very much involved. My dad, Alan, and my mom, Alan and Nancy Malnick, are lifetime benefactors. And it's been a real privilege and honor for the family to be involved in such a great chapter of Make-A-Wish and Foundation.
Now, what exactly does Make-A-Wish do? Let's create a circumstance to kind of illustrate it. Let's say that I have a child that I know of, and the child has, it has to be a...
A life-threatening illness.
Okay.
You know, there's an error of thinking out there that's kind of common, and that is that people think that our children have to be terminally ill, and they don't. In fact, many of our children survive, thank God. And we think for a lot of reasons is because they were granted a wish.
Of course, that's not the least of it, is you break their cycle of anguish and pain and give them hope. Hope is what it's all about.
That's right. Hope cures anything. It really does.
So then... I've got a child. The child, I think, would qualify. I went to Make-A-Wish's website, which is?
So our website is www.sfla.wish.org.
Okay, so I went to?
sfla.wish.org.
Because I have short-term memory loss. We had the marijuana guy on 2 weeks ago, sorry. And I go there. And I say, I'd like to get my child to have a wish. How do they decide what's a good wish that they can do?
Okay, so first and foremost, that all of our children are referred to us. So whether it be a doctor referral, a nurse, a school teacher, a friend, or the child's family refers a child to us. And when they're qualified, okay, and they have to be qualified by a medical expert, and there's a sort of a checklist, and when they're qualified... Then we bring the child in to Make-A-Wish, and we determine what the child's true heartfelt wish is. It's not, you know, it's not that easy, and you would think that the child would know what his wish is, but many times it's their sibling's wish, it's their parents' wish. They haven't really thought about it, and we have some very, very clever staff and volunteers that can help determine what that child's wish, really, truly heartfelt wish is.
You know, that's a nuance that I hadn't really thought of. But yeah, one of the things that I'm sure is, I'm going to use the word, I hope it's right, endemic in the certain circumstance of being a child with a crushing illness, is that you have to decide what is important to you, and you have to decide not to be what's important to others. Sometimes you put aside what's important to you because you feel like you're already the focus, and maybe I'm going to just say it, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they feel like they maybe don't deserve it, and their caregivers might deserve it. What do you think about that?
That's very true, and that can happen. So it's really important for us to dig down deep, peel the layers off, get down deep, and figure out what that child's true wish is. And I'll give you some interesting examples. We actually had a child whose wish was to give another child who needed a wish. I know. I see tears in your eyes, and I'm welling up to myself right now. Okay, I'll give you another example, and this will do the same thing for you, my friend. And I was sitting at the Make-A-Wish World Summit, and I was talking with all the other chairmen of the boards and CEOs of Make-A-Wish chapters around the world. We're in 50 countries.
Wow.
And we have 63 chapters in the United States, or 62 rather. And I was speaking with the CEO of Make-A-Wish India, And I said, hey, what does your wish look like? He says, well, our average cost of a wish is about $250. And our average cost of a wish is, you know, $5,000 in cash and $3,000 or $4,000 in kind. And we have some kids that, you know, go to visit the Pope, and some kids that have visited the President of the United States, and some kids that have gone to the London Olympics with their entire family. And we've also had kids that have given their wish away. So, I mean, it runs the whole gamut. I said, what's a typical wish in India? He says, well, if a child finds us, which is really rare, because it's not a priority to give a child a wish in India, a sick child a wish. They have a lot of other issues.
Sure.
You know, it's not first on their list. If a child found us, she was a five-year-old, and we said, what is your true heartfelt wish? What is the one thing in this world you want more than anything? And she said, I just want to taste a watermelon. If that doesn't put everything into perspective, nothing does.
It puts it in perspective for me. So what is it that you could do for Make-A-Wish if you could make a magic wand and wave it? What would you do? How could people help you?
Okay, so we're doing it. And all of our community, and so much a huge percentage of our community is doing it. And they're coming in and they're donating, or they're volunteering, they're giving, they're caring, and they're supporting us.
One of them want to be on the radio?
Sure.
Okay, I'm throwing it in there.
Great, okay? Great. So we have a community of givers. It's such a beautiful thing, and my heart is full. You know, we have our Make-A-Wish Ball, which I'm chairman of as well, is, you know, we have 900 people, and then we have another 1,000 people that are trying to get in, but there's just no more room.
When is that?
That's November 4th this year at the Intercontinental Hotel, where it always is. They're our partners, the Intercontinental Miami Hotel. And this year we have Lenny Kravitz performing. Last year we had, 3 years ago we had Diana Ross, and then we had Mark Anthony, John Legend last year, and this year Lenny Kravitz.
Love to help you with interviews, red carpet, whatever we can add besides that. Just let us know, we're down.
Fantastic.
You're our guy.
I like
we
it.
We love you, man.
Thank
what
you.
What you're doing for our community is absolutely amazing. We've only got about a minute left, so why don't you tell us what, we talked about how people can get involved. We talked about, give the website again, and then I know you've got some really important things. I want to make sure I hit the topics that you want, because you know better. So hit the topics, then give us the website again, and take a couple minutes. It's not like my hair's on fire.
Okay. Well, listen, Make-A-Wish grants wishes to children with life-threatening illnesses to enrich the human experience with hope, strength, and joy. And we're dedicated to that. There isn't one child that is referred to us that doesn't get a wish who's eligible. We never say no. We've done every wish, and we will always do every wish because of the generosity of our community. We've raised, since 1983, when the chapter was conceived, we've raised about $125 million. The ball has raised $21 million over the last 23 years. When you take into consideration that we've done over 11,000 wishes at Make-A-Wish, Southern Florida, and when you take into consideration that a wish doesn't just impact a child, it changes the child's life, it changes their family's life, but it impacts a minimum of 200 people. So if you have 11,000 wishes that we've done, impacting each wish, impacting a minimum of 200 people, you're looking at impacting 2.2 million people. And so let me tell you, talk about a bang for your buck. What other charity can you get involved in where you get involved in something that affects millions of people?
Sharif, one more time, the website before we have to go, and then I'm coming around that table and giving you a big hug.
sfla.wish.org. And come over here. Give me a hug.
Come here. I love you, boy.
I love you, too.
Oh, I love this. I love this guy. Get involved with... Sorry, I blew out the... I love this guy. We're having such a good... I love this guy. We're going to do more content with you, Sharif, about making a wish. More kids, their families. If you can help me help you, that's what I'm down for.
Thank you for caring, my friend.
It's my pleasure. How could I not care? We'll be back with our next segment. Stick with us. Rock and roll, Alex. Thanks for making sure we had a guy like Sharif on our show.